This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the defending state champion Smithson Valley Rangers overpowered the Seguin Matadors on Seguin Athletic Hall of Honor night at Matador Stadium Friday night. Smithson Valley ranked third in Class 5A Division 1, took over sole possession of first place in District 13-5A with a 56-10 victory over the Matadors. The Rangers rolled up 424 yards of total offense in the win. Four of Smithson Valley's touchdowns were from 30 yards or more. Ranger quarterback Ty Knutson threw for three scores and ran for another. Seguin quarterback Corey Daly threw for 165 yards, putting him over 2,000 on the season. Daly hit running back Ian Moreno for a two-yard touchdown late in the game for his 18th TD of the season. Moreno ran for a tough 68 yards on the ground after being limited to just 17 last season against Smithson Valley. And Matador wideout Elliot Weaver caught 11 passes for the second straight game. Seguin's defense was led by Zayn Goldsberry. The senior linebacker had six tackles, a sack, and a fumble recovery. Defensive lineman Hunter Micah had four tackles, including one for a loss. Prior to kickoff, former Seguin student athletes PJ Hall, Marvin Clack Jr., and Ivy Kaler Meehan were inducted into the Seguin ISD Athletic Hall of Honor. The trio was recognized on the field before the kickoff. Seguin will play at Wagner this Friday. We'll have that game on KWED. Meanwhile, the news was better on the volleyball court for Seguin as the Lady Matadors swept San Antonio Highlands on Friday to claim the District 27-5A championship. Seguin is 14-0 in district. The Lady Mats will close out the regular season with two matches this week. Seguin hosts San Antonio Burbank on Tuesday. First service set for 6:30 at Goldie Harris Gym. The Lady Mats will compete in the bi-district round of the playoffs next week. Back to football in Geronimo, the Navarro Panthers got a much-needed win in District 13-4A by beating Gonzales 31-14 at homecoming at Navarro High School on Friday. Navarro running back Dylan Trotty had three touchdowns in the win. The Panthers snapped a six-game losing streak in winning their first district game, keeping their playoff hopes alive. With two games left in their season, the Panthers will play at Smithville this week before closing their regular season at Lago Vista on October 31st. On the volleyball court in Geronimo, the Lady Panthers fell to Class 4A 8th-ranked Lavernia in District 28-4A action on Friday. Navarro 6-2 in district play has clinched a playoff berth. The Lady Panthers play at Gonzales on Tuesday. And while the Marion Bulldog football team was on their bye on Friday, the Marion Lady Bulldog volleyball team clinched the District 27-3A title with a home sweep of Great Hearts Northern Oaks. The Lady Bulldogs have won 12 straight matches. They're 8-0 in district. Marion plays Young Women's Leadership Academy on Tuesday at San Antonio Highlands High School. And college football, Jamari Nichols caught a touchdown pass with no time on the clock to give the Texas Lutheran Bulldogs a dramatic 50-48 victory over Hendricks College on Tuesday. The play came on an untimed down following a pass interference call on Hendricks. Nichols, a San Antonio Roosevelt grad, had a career day, leading the receiving corps with six catches for 153 yards and three touchdowns. TLU improved to 2-0 in Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference play. The Bulldogs host Austin College this Saturday at homecoming. The game kicks at 4 p.m. We'll have the game on KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.